Why be basic when you can be stunning?
Okay.
In the good words of Nikki.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
You may have heard of her. She's a creative producer. She's a wardrobe stylist. She's a brand ambassador. She's the girl you want to know. I had the opportunity to connect with her some time ago, and y'all just don't understand how we have really developed in conversation and in friendship, and I'm so glad that she is joining me here today to talk about that inner glow. It is Brandy, aka Glow by Graffiti, Graffiti Face.
All the things.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Archie, baby?
I'm good. I feel really good. I have to talk about this, though, before we jump into the conversation. When we met, we were both in different eras of life, so we did not get to connect fully until the next year. But you were such a fucking light. And I have to say it like that because it was just, I've never met anybody who was just so lit.
You.
Lit. And you did that. So shout out to you. And it was also in the Hollywood Hills. Ooh. And we was at this mansion too. Ooh. So that kind of helped it. You know?
It was a beautiful vibe. I remember that. And you stood out like the sunshine up above. I said, who is this cutie pie?
I had a yellow shirt on.
Oh, you was fire. I said, uh-uh. We have to connect.
We have to connect.
You are the light.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for
having me. I have to ask you though, what does it mean for you to live out loud and in color? Because you always decked out in color too.
I am. I love color. I've always, I think, I don't even know what started the whole colorful vibe because it trips people out when I'm like dressed in neon in the middle of fall or winter walking through New York. They're like, oh my gosh. Because, you know, New York was, when I used to live in New York, everybody wore black. Especially in the fall, in the winter. Yeah.
Especially the fashion
people. I had neon pink bomber jackets and pink trench coats, like the whole nine. And I think it was really just, it makes you feel good. I feel like no matter what mood you're in, if you put on a nice color, it always brings out a better energy within you. And I learned that just, you know, with my clients and stuff.
You know, the majority of people don't exude this genuine love and interest for other human beings, but you, on the other hand, you have built a reputation on it. When did you learn to embrace this?
You know, I've always been consistently, I have been like this good, loving, friendly, how can I help person. And I didn't realize that I was like kind of like amongst few. I didn't know. I was like, oh, everybody's so kind. We should all just love along. And I realized that with just with different relationships and building and meeting new people and the impression that I left on people, I realized that I had a specific gift. I really do look at it as a gift. And it is a glow. It's a certain aura that shines. And I just wanted to, you know, reflect off of anybody around me. If you're going through a tough time or if you just need some uplifting to get you to the next best thing, you know. So I recently embraced it when I started meeting new people in other cities that I was not familiar with, you know, it's different when you move and you have new friends and you still have that same energy to want to uplift a new person as opposed to like your day ones.
Because you're from Memphis, Nashville. I get them confused. Hold on.
What? Kentucky, Louisville.
Kentucky, Nashville.
The thing is, the problem is people usually confuse it with where you from.
Kansas City.
They love saying, you from Kansas City? I'm like, I ain't never been there before. Sorry, no shame.
We got barbecue.
You got to take me home with you one day. I would love to go to Kansas City, baby.
Okay. So how do you regain self-worth in the world that wants to tear you down? From jobs, ethnicity, being a woman, relationships, politics. Sorry, that was a lot to throw on you.
Heavy.
Sorry.
No, but I think it needs to be asked. I think a lot of us are constantly battling, trying to figure out maintaining that steady mindset in the midst of so many adversities against us. Me as a black woman, coming from a place that where you don't really get to experience a lot of different, how can I say it? Just ranges that the world has to offer. Kentucky, Louisville is my city. I love my city, but it was almost like a a hole at one point where you really just didn't know much outside of it. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved and I saw the world in all these different lights, because I was in D.C. for 4 years, New York for 6 years, and now in L.A. So I got to experience a range of culture and just different diversities to realize that your situation isn't the worst. Somebody is, you know, going through something worse and somebody's doing something better. And you can look at both ends of it and give you hope. Mm. So I think that I just push on with self-encouragement. I keep myself very grounded within in my own space. I make sure that my home is as comfortable for me to where when I walk out into the world, nothing that it has will affect what I have internally.
Yeah.
So.
That's beautiful. Wow. I sometimes, in conversation with you, I was sitting, I'm just like, dang, who your mama? Because, you know, speak about the importance of adding value to everywhere you go. You add value to everywhere you go.
Thank you, Art. I really appreciate it. No, it really means a lot to me.
How do we do this?
No, it really means a lot, man, because I've realized in these conversations with people that, like I said, that I don't know, but they feel like they know me. And I love it when I can meet a stranger, but for some reason I'm not a stranger to them because I'm so real internally and it glows externally. So yeah. I really, really appreciate you saying that. But
it's real.
I don't know where it comes from. I am raised by a wise woman, a wise mother, a wise granny, and my aunt. I have a lot of great influence around me. Yeah. So
why is it that the less someone cares or the less attached to the outcome someone is, they are much more desirable than someone who puts in the effort?
Ooh. Well, because I think real people, and when I say real people, the real recognize real quote, real people recognize when someone is not being authentic or they're trying too hard.
Yeah. You can just feel that.
Feel it.
You can feel it.
It's like, ooh, chill out, sweetheart. It's not that serious.
Your disposition, your energy, your chemistry. Yeah.
You know, and your demeanor, even if you are bubbly, you still, if it comes from a real place, like people just will appreciate that versus you just being loud for no reason. I cannot take me a loud ass nigga or a loud ass chick, okay? It stresses me out.
They laugh for no reason.
Loud.
You don't even need to do all that.
You don't. And if you want to have a piece of stand out, just wear some color.
Wear some color and glow. Wow. Wow. Okay, do you agree that people feel what you feel about yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think that about themselves,
yeah.
How I feel about myself, do I think that most people feel that way? I'm learning that a lot of people, I take that back, I'm learning that a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really struggling with finding who they are, and we all are learning every new things about ourselves on a daily, but I know that I'm comfortable in the space that I am right now and constantly working towards that. Some people are not even comfortable in the space that they're in right now. Mm-hmm. And so it creates a lot of self-doubt. And that's why I try to pour into people, because understanding that we are a constant developing machine. Like, so if you're not feeling like your best self right now and you talking down on yourself and doing the whole thing, I'm like, boy, if you don't get that shit together.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is always tomorrow. What that girl Glorilla just said? I don't even know. Tomorrow. Tomorrow song.
Okay.
Whatever she said. But a little quote, it was real. Like, I ain't tripping about today because tomorrow's here. Whatever she said.
How do you feel about this? Would you say, because you are a light, and you know, this is so random, because every time I think about, you know, your name, your brand, Shop Glow by Graffiti right now.
Okay.
Every time I think about your brand, there's this song, you know that song by Janelle, you got that glow. You know that song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I think of. Yeah, yeah.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna have to make it my little background thing on my website.
Where's Janelle? Do a partnership.
Okay, let's go.
But would you say, because you are a light, maybe you have attract partners who have been seen as damaged in the past?
Oh, we going there. Okay.
No.
We can go there. Okay. I definitely think that damaged people are attracted to light. I feel like all people are attracted to light, but damaged people they fight harder to get to it because mm-hmm. they're in such a dark space mm-hmm. that they fight harder to get to the light, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, when it's naturally in you and you just walk up like, hey, little Buzz Lightyear here. Mm-hmm. Hey. Mm-hmm. They like, oh, run me that. Run me that energy.
Yeah.
Run me that. I need those rays up off you. Yeah. Them sunlight, them rays. So it's like, I feel like you definitely attract that. But it's also important and imperative for me and for you, people who are naturally lights. Because, hello, I'm over here. We bouncing off each other right now because I love your light. Let's take that. Let's start there. Yeah. But I think it's imperative that we recognize, you know, what we are attracting and kind of create a bounce away, like a effect to where it's like, okay, I see it, but I also see your damage, your traumas. I'm going to keep you at bay before I naturally get too involved and then become like super invested in like pulling you out of your thing, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like that is where I went wrong in a lot of those relationships where I saw it coming and I didn't stop it.
Yeah. How did you get started? How did you get started with fashion? What was your introduction?
Introduction with fashion. I was just fly.
Yes, I was just come
a fly.
On.
I mean, and this is me now saying it with like confidence because I used to be like, oh, I don't want to. I was just a fly young shorty in Kentucky that didn't have a lot of option in terms of like influence, but I knew that I just wanted to dress my own in my own aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And so in high school, I braided hair. I had like the cleanest braids. Everybody started doing those hearts now. Uh-huh. Oh, baby, I was putting hearts and stars in people's heads when I was 14 years old. Like, and I used to braid hair, stack my bread, be geared up all through high school. And then I realized fashion was something that was a lot more than just per se like a hobby or something that I could just do for, you know, for fun. So I went to school for fashion design, went to Western Kentucky. I still stayed in Kentucky, but they offered a program and it just took off from there. Like sometimes when you know when you know. When I was 4 years old graduating from pre-K, I had all the kids grab fireman hats and doctor's suits, and I grabbed a comb out of the thing, and I was like, when I grow up, I want to be a beautician. and I mean, although I didn't become a hairstylist, I mean, although I still can lay some hair. You see these edges?
You did it?
You see these edges?
Okay,
I ain't do the braids, but I did it. It's just going to be laid, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still went into a creative space.
Yep.
So I knew early on that I just wanted to be a free, creative person. Mm-hmm. And fashion was just the journey for me.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Take me back to this moment. Maybe there was a moment in time to where you felt a certain way. When you felt maybe... when you abandon yourself, okay? Take me back to that moment. You weren't fair to yourself. And how did that feel? And how do you refrain from visiting that? Ooh. And I ask you this because I know you are, you know, just like, you're just full of knowledge. And so I feel like the people need to get into this.
When was the time? I will say I've probably had this space. I would say twice, but both were relationship induced.
Okay.
Which goes back to that attracting, you know, people mm-hmm. that are hurt towards the light and such. I was in a very serious relationship at an early age and had just moved to DC, moved back to Kentucky for this person. And I remember day by day, month by month, feeling like I was losing myself. I was watching pieces of myself just leave out the door every day. And my family was upset and my friends were upset. And I was just like, but I'm gonna stick beside them. And not realizing that I was depleting myself after about 3 months.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff took place and I was at my lowest. And I remember moving back to D.C. after those 3 months because I saved up my little coin and got the hell up out of there. I was like, whoa, Brandy, you wasn't even supposed to be back here. How did this happen, right? And I just remember going back and picking up the pieces and learning to pick up the pieces. And you can still cry while doing it.
Yeah.
You can still cry while doing it. You can still reflect while doing it. But as long as you constantly picking up those pieces of you back up,
yeah,
eventually you'll be whole again. So in my lowest space, I still found the shell of me. Mm. And I knew that it was still there. And I knew that I could rebuild her no matter what, no matter how hurt, how broken my spirit was. I knew that God, who God created me to be, was still in fully intact.
Yeah.
We just needed to get those pieces back. And it takes removing yourself completely. Even when it hurts, even when it's hard, you just got to do it. And I've fallen back into that again, mm-hmm, you know, in another relationship.
We're human.
We do it, right? Yeah. But every time you learn, and I've learned that the duration of that losing pieces of yourself, mm, it shortens because you know better from the last time, if you know better,
wow,
you know?
I hope the people are really tracking with you because you are preaching.
You know?
What makes you really excited about life, though?
Just, honestly, being recognized as exactly who I am. That's my current excitement. Mm-hmm. I think it'll always change. Different things will make us excited. But right now, walking in my purpose,
yeah,
without having to say a word to anybody, and it's just evident,
mm-hmm,
I feel so good to know that I'm being exactly who God created me to be. And it's not by force. It's not like we spoke about before. It's not about force. It's not about trying to make it work. I've lived in 3 huge cities and where people are struggling to,
yep,
find themselves. And the fact that I wake up every day and I'm okay with who I am, good mood, bad mood or whatever, mm-hmm, that excites me because it gives me more fuel to pour out on other people.
Yeah.
And it's crazy talking about all this because it's like, dang, what? I didn't even realize you make it like I'm some little guardian angel flying down on
because
people like
you are. Okay. Covering the kids. Covering the kids.
Come on, baby. Come on over here. Sit on mama. Sit on my lap and let me tell you a story.
Yeah. Hey. Wow. Don't. You built a brand on glowing. Glow by graffiti. Where'd that name come from?
Ooh, I was sitting in a hot tub with a friend looking up at the stars in my swimsuit. I didn't have on a swimsuit. I had on a glowy.
Okay, what?
Lace bra because it was an impromptu hot tub moment.
Okay.
And I was glowing. My nails were glowing. My toes were glowing.
Uh-huh.
The lights in the hot tub were glowing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't shine. I glow.
Oh!
And I said, glow. That's going to be my new brand.
Yes.
And I kid you not, I manifested. I said that,
uh-huh,
at the beginning of that year. I think it was the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
By that conversation went on maybe the end of 2019. The beginning of 2020, I was here in L.A. doing a buy-in trip, buying all my product to start Glow by Graffiti.
And is that an acronym for something? Glow?
Yes, Glow it is. It's gorgeous, loving, outstanding woman. And initially, I made this, of course, Glow was just like the feel and, mm-hmm, but then it's just like, I want that girl that buys these products, girl or guy, you know, whoever, yeah, wants to get, yeah, it really is not.
Glow.
Do your thing. Whoever wants to glow, okay, please do.
Glowbygraffiti.com.
Okay, but I literally came up with that because I feel like that's what I want to embody, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to walk into a room and own the room,
yeah,
and sometimes without having to say too much, like we spoke about people being loud. Sometimes it's not about your voice, it's just about your presence, your energy. And my aesthetic for the brand is very, you know, I like to pick fun, bright colors and interesting shapes and designs versus, you know, the simple styles that you can kind of get anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, why be basic when you can be stunning?
Okay.
In the good words of Nikki.
Oh, she's a little, okay.
She's a little
So I want to get to know you more. I want the people to know you more. Can we play a little game real quick? We're going to play a little quick game.
Okay.
A little this or that moment.
I'm a little worried.
Can we do it?
Go.
It's real fast. You know.
Fast but torturous. Let's go.
Okay, okay, let's okay.
Go. Hold on, let me have a drink.
Okay, have a drink. Okay, set your... yeah, move the mic. Do what you got to do. Swing it back and forth. Are you ready?
Wait.
Not wait.
Let's go.
Okay, this or that. Delivery or sit-down restaurant?
Sit-down restaurant.
Ooh, okay, car or truck?
Car.
Ooh, summer or winter?
Summer.
Country or city?
City.
Broccoli or green beans?
Broccoli.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love broccoli.
Really?
Love broccoli.
Soda or juice?
Juice.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes. I'm a southern girl.
Morning or night?
Ooh, it depends on what we're doing.
Oh, what are you doing?
This morning or the last night? I mean, I don't know.
Wait, which one? Morning or night? Oh, God.
I'd say night.
Credit or cash?
Cash.
One night stands or making love?
Making love, baby.
Tacos or wings?
Tacos.
Ooh, shower or bath?
Ooh, bath.
Really?
I am a bather, but I haven't taken, I've been showering a lot lately, but I'm a bather.
Cake or pie?
Ooh, that's all. Pie.
Pie?
I'm a pie. Ooh.
What kind of pie?
I like pecan pie.
Really?
Random. It's like a granny pie.
Wait, what's the pie that the my uncle got
and peach cobbler too, but that's not
peach
really
cobbler,
pie.
Yes. What's the pies that they sell on the street? My uncle got out of prison, and then they would sell these
bean pies. My
bean pies. Oh, I get that mixed up with the pecan. Yeah.
No pecan. My granny used to make a fire pecan pie, but I'm apple pie. I'm a pie girl for sure. Yeah. I like a crust. I like a good flaky.
Ooh, I love a crust.
Okay. Yeah.
High heels or flats?
High heels.
High heels are flat. Okay.
But.
What?
Sneakers. Are you talking about sneakers?
Yeah, that's a flat too.
Because I hate a flat. Like
no,
a.
Yeah, yeah. Like a no heel. Okay, so yours is J's or heels?
Okay, I'm a sneaker girl. Okay. Sneaker girl. But when I hear flats, I think of them little office shoes. The girls used to fold them, put their purse.
Uh-uh. Kate Spade, go home.
Oh my gosh.
Plastic
please.
Or glass?
Glass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Keep it classy, baby.
Okay. Penetration or oral?
Well, you missed the. But
okay. Vacation or staycation?
Vacation, me.
Long hair, or short hair?
Long hair.
Praying or manifesting?
Praying.
Yeah.
Praying.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't too crazy.
It wasn't crazy.
I handled that with ease.
What's next for you? What's going on in the glow world? What's going on in the brandy world? What do you have cooking for the people? What do we need to know right now?
Right now, we are just constantly just in the middle of just praying and manifesting more for ourselves. I think my brand is constantly growing and elevating. I'm currently running production with Leon. So now I took it.
Y'all did New York Fashion Week.
We just came back from Fashion Week and killed it, baby.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great show. It was a great experience. Shout out to the team. Shout out to the family. She got engaged. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful the whole thing.
Yeah.
I am now going to be taking my talents and creating my own. So I will have Graffiti Face Production Agency, GPA. I'm in the process of just working out some kinks for that. Be on the lookout if you want to start a brand and you need, you know, the whole works to start it off. I am excited as heck.
That's dope.
Because again, I really enjoy helping people. I like working with people. So what better than to incorporate almost being a mentor as well as incorporating fashion with it as well.
That's
so I'm taking, you know, people who have never even known about how to start a brand but just really have a vision and helping them bring it to light.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for
Cheers.
Having me, Archie. Oh my
Cheers
God.
To you. Clink, 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 clink,
clink. Clink, clink.
Yeah. Oh, and another one.
Clink,
and another one. Oh, and one more.
One more for the
and
roll.
Cheers.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit ArchieJ.com and follow me on social media at ArchieJSpeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it!